palm trees, cedar, and they are growing some oak trees. I noticed in town a while back they had oak trees. But they've all been planted. They're not, the cottonwood is really the only original tree that grew here.
Wouldn't have anything like a sycamore, would you?
Okay. No, we have tamarack that grows along the river. A lot of tamarack along the river.
Could I get you to pronounce sycamore for me?
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any aspen trees?
No, okay. Not here.
Okay.
And we have tried to grow them here, but they don't survive for some reason. I don't know.
Are they ever called anything else? You ever heard them called like a quaking aspen or anything?
Yes, okay. I've heard them called a quaking aspen.
Okay. You mentioned weeds earlier, and I know weeds are always a problem for farmers. Are there particular ones that have been a problem for y'all?
Yes, there is the bindweed that's getting to be a terrible problem. And then we have a weed that came up here. I think everybody's decided it came here through the truckers hauling cattle along the highway, you know, and the manure that's in the truck will have these weed seeds.
Mm.
And we do have a problem with weeds all over this part of the Colorado.
What would you call a bunch of trees that were growing together, perhaps, you know, along a riverbank? Would there be a name for a clump of trees or a bunch of trees that were all growing close together?
Not really here, because we don't have any clumps of trees.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember of anybody calling us, because we don't have anything like
that.
So
we wouldn't have like a grove of trees or anything like
well,
that?
Well, you know, we have a grove of trees in the mountains, but not down here.
It's just too dry. Yeah.
No.
What kinds of...
just a minute, I'll tell you something. At one time, there was some type of a homestead, and I forget the name of it, but they had to plant so many trees, and that was to prove up their homestead. They had to plant so many trees, and there is one left down here on the 50 Highway, and the McMillans planted that. But you had to plant so many trees, but it was a certain type of homestead.
That was part of the agreement.
And the agreement. To get that land, you had to plant so many trees.
Okay. That's really something. It's part of the agreement. I don't think I've heard that before. What do you call all of the different kinds of bushes, short bushes, that people maybe plant around their house? You'll see people have planted things around their house. Is there a generic name for all of those things? You might talk about those.
Well, they used to use the olive tree.
Mm.
Not the weeping olive, but I mean just a regular olive tree. They used that a lot. And they always had the lilac bushes. They planted a lot of lilac bushes in this country.
Mm.
And...
Would they have called all those things together? Would they have ever called them shrubs?
Yes, that's what they call lilac shrubs or something. But now your olive trees are olive trees. But they do plant them in a row for a wind protection or something.
Mm-hmm. The things that grow up around the house would be called
just a shrub or a bush.
Okay.
Either one, a shrub or bush.
Okay. Are there other kind of creeping brushes or vines that grow in this area that are real prominent? Do you have anything like a morning glory?
We have lots of morning glories, wild morning glories.
Okay. Could you tell me the names of local streams in this area? Creeks or rivers or some of them?
Well, there's Clay Creek, Cat Creek, Mud Creek.